This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in Al Islam. The Imam Development Program presents a quick overview report back of our trip to Namibia and Botswana. These two southern African countries, walhamdulillah, we visited between the dates the 20th and the 24th of July 2022. We were in Namibia for like 2 days and Botswana 2 days, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, we are currently operating in 6 southern African countries, and we've received applications from these two countries maybe about 2 years, maybe even 3 years ago. But the time was right now, inshallah, and thus we had visited, walhamdulillah. Unfortunately, we had some scheduling issues. We had scheduled the visit, then had to reschedule, and then a second time reschedule. But walhamdulillah, with the will of Allah, we visited between the 20th and the 24th of July 2022. From Durban, flew via Air Link, Durban, Johannesburg, Johannesburg, Windhoek. So Windhoek is the capital of Namibia. And mashallah, very nice airport, very orderly, very smart. I think it's a new airport, walhamdulillah. Something that really stood out for me was that I didn't come across a single pothole while being there in Namibia, mashallah, Jade. Lovely roads, beautiful country, nice country, walhamdulillah. I was pleasantly surprised, Jade. I mean, seriously, was really pleasantly surprised, mashallah. My first impressions of Namibia, very nice place, very nice country. I'm like, why haven't more South Africans moved into Namibia? We find that there's a lot of German influence because Namibia was under the Germans previously. It was colonized by the Germans, as we will discuss. It was also part and parcel of South Africa. It got its independence in the year 1990. And so you find that English is widely spoken. You find that the South African rands you can use in the shops, the South African banks operate there. Many of the South African shops that we are accustomed to, you would find them there, those stores, etc. Your bank card, credit card available, you can use it without any problem. Alhamdulillah. More details with regards to the country. Well, it's a large country. It's a huge country, subhanAllah, Jaid. We have the Atlantic Ocean on the west, Angola above, and South Africa below, Jaid. A lot of the country is desert. In fact, Windhoek, as I had said to Sheikh Uthman, we'll talk a little bit about him soon. He picked me up at the airport, Sheikh Uthman, walhamdulillah. He mentions that, doesn't it remind you of Medina al-Munawwara? And I said, yes, subhanAllah, Jaid. Especially the drive between the airport and central Windhoek reminds one of Medina al-Munawwara, the terrain, the mountains, etc. And we also know that dates grow very well in Namibia. You find many dates available, Jaid, made or grown in Namibia. Walhamdulillah. So the Atlantic Ocean to the west, Angola above, South Africa below. It's a massive country. Very low population, only about 2.5 million, Jade, subhanAllah. South Africa is like 55 million, hitting maybe 60 million, whereas Namibia, 2.5 million. They state that for every kilometer, if you had to break it down, for every kilometer, there's like 3 people. Jaid, I mean, if you had to measure out the land mass versus the population, it's like each person would have, or 3 people would share 1 kilometer, subhanAllah, Jaid. It's broken up into 14 regions. And I noticed that the immigration laws are very, very strict. Came across some refugees, so they stay like in a camp. They require getting a pass permit to leave the camp, and then they need to get back into that camp, etc. So they seem to be very strict when it comes to immigration matters, Jaid. Getting into Namibia without proper documentation, etc., is going to be a very difficult task for any individual. So we mentioned there's German influence, yes, because 1884, it was a German colony, and it was called German Southwest Africa. German Southwest Africa. But eventually, because Germany lost in the First World War, Then it came under the administrative control of South Africa and got its independence in the year 1990. Officially, most of the population, they are designated as Christians. The Muslims, it is said that they make up less than 1%. And some numbers talk about like 10,000 Muslims in the country. About only 10,000 Muslims in the country, subhanAllah, Jade. There are less than 20 masajid in the whole country, subhanAllah, Jade. If you're looking for a masjid to be built in any place, if you are looking to do some da'wah in any area, then bi'ithnillahi ta'ala, Namibia is one of those countries. Islam is like a baby in the country, and so it needs a lot of effort there, inshallah. So there's about 20 masajid in the country. A lot of work is needed in Namibia. Unfortunately, the South African Muslim influence on Namibia is very slim. Very slim, right? We met a few businessmen. Alhamdulillah, they have businesses there. Originally, they had they moved from South Africa. But the fact that Namibia is on the doorstep of South Africa, we share border. And alhamdulillah, Islam is the infrastructure in South Africa very strong compared to Namibia. A lot of work still needs to be done in Namibia. So alhamdulillah, I was picked up at the airport by Sheikh Uthman. Sheikh Uthman, he had studied in Medina University. We were there together. He graduated, alhamdulillah. I think he was the former imam at the Windhoek Islamic Center. He's now a halal supervisor. So a lot of these like international companies, they have the cattle slaughtered there in Namibia, and then it's exported to the Middle East and many other countries. And so he is the halal supervisor for one of those companies, Jaid. So mashallah, we headed off to the Windhoek Islamic Center, and there we met with Dr. Abdul Malik. Dr. Abdul Malik, he is Shikongo. He is a lecturer at the university, mashallah, very well educated, alhamdulillah. He also wrote on the topic of Islam in Namibia, and he emailed it to us, alhamdulillah. He talks about the history and the first Muslims, etc., the history of Islam in Namibia. He's also part and parcel of the Masjid Committee, and so they arranged a meeting with imams and du'at, etc. Some of them were there present at the Windhoek Islamic Center, and others connected via Zoom, alhamdulillah. We discussed the history of the Imam Development Program. What exactly do we do? What exactly don't we do? We don't build masjids. We are not here, I need a masjid built, I need a madrasa built, etc. That's not our primary job, Jaid. Our primary job is to look after the human resources, to look after the imam, to support the imam, to activate imams, Jaid, to activate imams. So that's what we do. So that was the Wednesday, alhamdulillah. Then the Thursday, I spent my morning interviewing different imams and du'at, etc. Our intention when we went to Namibia and also Botswana, well, alhamdulillah, we are ready to add maybe 10 imams, 15, maybe even 20 imams. But subhanAllah, we saw and we found that Islam is still in that baby stage, infant stage there in these two countries. And you cannot even find that number of imams. Jaid, Allah musta'an. So ala kulli hal, we will begin with whatever number we see viable and able to start with, inshallah. Part and parcel of our visit was to do a needs assessment to understand the hal, the situation on the ground, the people on the ground, they obviously know their situation best. And so to liaise with them, interact with them, talk to them, discuss with them, etc. So the Thursday, we spent doing interviews. Also, there are three du'at of the Wizara, the Ministry of Islamic Affairs in Saudi Arabia. They also pay the salaries of three du'at, these like sheikhs who are employed by them. And their job in Namibia is to do da'wah. So we had also interviewed or met with them in inshallah. Then we visited this Shia center. So there's a massive Shia center, Masjid Al-Aqsa. Nobody was around. The imam was not around, but I just wanted to visit the masjid. Very nice, unique architecture. And so visited that Masjid Al-Aqsa, visited Masjid Katutura. Jade, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing it correctly. Katutura Masjid, small masjid. We went to Boundary Wholesalers. And so these are some brothers from South Africa, from Azadville, I think it is. And they moved to Namibia. They have a clothing shop there, Boundary Wholesalers. Well, alhamdulillah, we've heard that they are also very active in da'wah, etc. They've also set up a masjid. We visited that masjid. Imam Maulana Fayyad and Maulana Zakaria were there. We took a tour of that masjid. Walhamdulillah, we had also visited Jan Car Sales. Some Pakistani brothers, mashallah, set up a huge car sales there. We visited Thrifty Cars, hiring of vehicles, etc. I never knew, subhanallah, that Thrifty vehicle hire, original owners, etc., are Muslims, mashallah, from South Africa. Walhamdulillah. So that was the Thursday. And then Friday, I continued doing some interviews. And then eventually flew out back to Johannesburg, and from Johannesburg to Botswana. With regards to food, mashallah, Sheikh Uthman and Dr. Abdul Malik, they arranged for one of the good brothers. I think his wife, she has maybe a takeaway or something. And mashallah, the food was excellent. Walhamdulillah. With regards to overall impressions and thoughts, then we'll cover that after discussing Botswana, inshallah. So Botswana. So Friday, we left Namibia. We headed to Johannesburg to Botswana. Flight between Johannesburg and Botswana is like 45 minutes. Very, very close. Walhamdulillah. Botswana means the land of the Tswana people. The land of the Tswana people. That's the dominant ethnic group in the country. It's a landlocked country. It's also a huge country. The capital is Gaborone. Population 2.3 million. Subhanallah. Namibia 2.5 and Botswana 2.3 million. It's a large landmass, very small population. Jahid, it was colonized by the British in 1885. And they got their independence in 1964, I think it is, 1964. As for Islam in Botswana, then the 2001 population census states that there's around 5,000 Muslims. But this was 20 years ago, Jahid. There's an excellent book that I was gifted, subhanAllah, documenting the history of Islam and Muslims in Botswana. The Bechuanaland Muslim Pioneers, 1880 to 1960. The early traders, the early businessmen, the history of their families. Excellent work, mashallah. Excellent work, walhamdulillah. And there's also the prominent Dada family that's based there in Botswana. 99%, I would think, 99% of the Islamic activities in Botswana are under the umbrella of the Botswana Muslim Association. Botswana Muslim Association. So, alhamdulillah, on Friday, I was picked up by Mufti Abdurrahman, Haji Salim, and Haji Rafiq Bai. They picked me up at the airport. Mufti Abdurrahman, he was previously here in South Africa. He was teaching at Camperdown Darul Uloom. We were together in Medina University. And so he is there. He is currently an imam. He is currently, I think, teaching at the Islamic school. MashaAllah, excellent Islamic school. Large Islamic school, beautiful Islamic school they have there. Alhamdulillah. So that was Mufti Abdurrahman, and then also Salim Bai and Rafiq Bai. They are part and parcel of the Da'wah Committee of the BMA, of the Botswana Muslim Association. We had dinner together, questions related to the Imam Development Program, how we operate, what we do, how we track the Imams, etc. We covered all of those matters there. Alhamdulillah. Then on Saturday, Salim Bai and Rafiq Bai, they picked me up from the hotel and they took me on a bit of a tour. We visited Masjid As-Salam. Beautiful masjid, mashallah. The Jami Masjid, the main masjid in the country, in Gaborone. We visited Masjid An-Nur. We also found that there was a South African group of youngsters, Jamaat Tabligh youngsters. They were there at the Jami Masjid. All of these three masajid, mashallah, very huge, very big, and very beautiful. The architecture, very well done, walhamdulillah. So we visited these masajid, visited the graveyard. We went to the Islamic school, very big, huge. huge Islamic school, mashallah, very, very smart, walhamdulillah. Then in the evening, I think it was after Salatul Maghrib, we had dinner at the masjid. And after Salatul Isha, there was a meeting. Must have been maybe about 20, 30 individuals in that meeting. Some imams, some du'at, etc. Other important role players, etc. So they all joined in, walhamdulillah. There was a question and answer session. There was one brother who was like, why are you guys not assisting mu'adhins? We said, well, our focus is on imams. Jaid, we are focusing on imams. And we hope, inshallah, that maybe yourself or somebody else, they start up maybe the Mu'adhin development program to assist and support and help Mu'adhins bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. We talked about what exactly we do, how we track the imams, what we expect from the imams, what are the minimum expectations, etc. What we don't do, we are not an employer of imams. We do not add any imam onto the imam development program until his employer gives permission for him to be added onto the IDP, etc. We activate imams bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. So that was the Saturday evening, walhamdulillah. And then Sunday morning, eventually I headed off to the airport and returned back to South Africa, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, our impressions with regards to these two countries. It was a short visit, first time for 2-3 days, etc. In each country, 2 days. So obviously we are not experts with regards to the Muslims and with regards to Islam and with regards to matters on the ground. But our impression is that, number one, there's a lot of work that needs to be done in both of these countries, Jaid. Especially taking Islam to the natives of the land. We find that in both of these countries, many of the imams, Maulana, Muallim, etc., they are foreigners, right? He's from Uganda, he is from Malawi, he's from this country, that country, etc. We need, and they are important, they are extremely valuable, walhamdulillah, and they are doing a very important job. But we should not stop there. The next group would be that amongst the locals, we need to take Islam to the locals, the Maulanas, the Mashaykh, the Imams, the leaders from amongst the people of the land. That is something which is very important, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Islam, as we mentioned, is like a baby. It's in the infant stages in both of these countries. Botswana is definitely more established, even in terms of finances, etc. Much more established, Botswana. Also, maybe their proximity to South Africa, very close to Johannesburg, etc. Many South Africans had moved there, settled down there, and stuff like this here. And so the Muslim infrastructure is much stronger in Botswana. Another point that both of these countries require good human resources. Very, very important. They need people. They need people who are dedicated. They need people who are smart. They need people who are active. They need people who are forward-thinking. They need people to do the work. They need, like all of us need, like Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he asked the Sahaba, wish, make a wish, they wish for this and that, etc. He said, I wish for a room full of people like Abu Ubaidah ibn al-Jarrah, Mu'ad ibn Jabal, Salim Mawla Abi Hudayfa, etc. That I will use these people in the path of Allah for the sake of Allah. Jayid? So all of these places, in fact, the Ummah requires important, good, hardworking, dedicated, smart, forward-thinking human resources. Also, there is the presence of Jamaat al-Tabligh in both of these countries. But we hope, inshallah, that they exert more effort. They concentrate more effort with regards to these two countries. Because at the end of the day, Jamaat al-Tabligh, they visit places, they go to places where generally others wouldn't go. And via that, the seeds of Islam are planted in many places. Walhamdulillah. And lastly, from the side of the Imam Development Program, as was mentioned, we were ready to add maybe 10, 20, 30 Imams from each of these countries. But unfortunately, Islam is still in that infancy stage there. It was difficult to find that number of Imams, etc. And ala kulli hal, maybe in total, we might add 7 or 8 Imams together. Botswana and Namibia put together, maybe about 7 or 8 we could start with, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. And if you are listening to this, then visit Namibia, visit Botswana, bi'ithnillahi ta'ala. Wherever you can offer them support, assistance and help and ideas, etc., then I'm sure they would be extremely welcoming to that, walhamdulillah. And so on that note, we end off this report back. Barakallahu feekum, hayyakum Allah, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.